Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm doing a first responder Thanksgiving, right? And the entire month of November on this show, we're dedicating it to recognizing firefighters and police officers all over the two-state area who go out there and put it on the line for us. We should all be thankful for that. That's not controversial, but apparently it is in Madison County, where they've had to back away from a resolution in support of police officers in the county. I've asked County Board Member Donald Moore, who's a Republican, to join us this morning to talk more about this. Mr. Moore, welcome into the show.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Great to have you here. You know, I saw this headline here in the Post, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You had protests in the parking lot with people claiming that this somehow flew in the face of Black Lives Matter, and the words were never mentioned just because you had a resolution supporting your police. Tell me how this came about.
Well, Mark, I got the thought to put something like this together about 4 months ago when a fellow board member made a statement during one of our board meetings that there was systemic racism in police departments across this country. That really rubbed me the wrong way, and I thought, I'm not going to let it stand. I'm going to make a statement to let people know that we do, in fact, appreciate the good work that police do. So I put together this resolution, and for the past couple months, I've tried to get it before the board. Finally did make it this past board meeting, and only to discover the night before that the resolution was going to be sent back to committee, where it had already been approved unanimously by a bipartisan committee. When it became to the board, though, it was decided to send it back and not to basically have members of the board put their name on the line and say they voted for or against this resolution.
So is it going to ever get a vote?
I highly doubt it, as I mentioned.
Are you still there? Sorry. Mr. Moore, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry, you cut out on me there. Go ahead. You were starting to say whether or not you think this will ever get a vote.
I do not think it will. I think it's going back to committee to die. And what this does is just doesn't put other board members, put their name on whether or not they approve of the Blue Lives or disapprove of Blue Lives.
Thank you. I want to read the resolution just so people know what this offensive document said. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, declares their support for all police officers that protect our families, our friends, our neighbors against those groups that endanger us all by spreading chaos, encouraging civil unrest, and destroying our communities in an effort to weaken our democracy. Did I read the resolution correctly?
Yes, sir. That's what it said.
That's it.
I must say that whenever this effort was, I set it out there and went for public safety, so then the word was out. And then it seems like there's a group of people that are in support of Black Lives. They were very much opposed to this resolution. In essence, what it is, they could not stand the fact that we were saying that we support Blue Lives. And it's just the pressure they put on myself and other board members not to go forward with this was pretty strong, I must admit. But a lot of members felt compelled then to not to step up and say that they agree with this out of fear, out of being bullied by this organization that supports Black Lives, that then I think they felt that the board members would be I guess the Black Lives group would come after them and see that they weren't reelected or just give them a hard time or come out and just call them racist for this. Because I was called racist many times for trying to say this. And that wasn't my intent. I was not trying to inflame the situation. In fact, what you read and what I was going to read, I was going to read a revised form the night of the board meeting this past Wednesday. And I took out the words Blue Lives Matter and changed it to law enforcement officers. I took out the wording about endanger assault, spreading chaos, encouraging civil unrest. I removed all that words. I removed the words anarchist from it because I do believe there are anarchists out there that try to incite violence against our police officers. I removed all that wording in a way to try to get more people in that could agree with this and be willing to support this. But still, it wasn't enough. As much as I removed and tried to tone down the resolution, which was against my instinct to do, I still did it because I represent a group of people. And I was trying to make it more amenable. However, it was never enough. And even though I did what I did in the wording, it still wasn't up, and there was still opposition to ever this resolution ever seeing the light of day.
Yeah, you represent freedom-loving Americans, and it's a shame that you got that kind of pushback. Donald Moore, listen, I appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for explaining this to us.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. Glad to get him on the phone there. And
get more at 971talk.com.